And of course, this story out of LA comes at a time when much of the country is on edge over the threat of terrorism. So what's the media's role in fueling that fear? Joining us now to talk about that is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And how does the media cover ISIS shootings or threats differently than if it were another kind of shooting or threat?
Well, I think there's a difference in tone and tenor. I would say that if you have a mass shooting, it's going to be covered overwhelmingly in force by particularly cable news, local television and legacy news outlets and social media. You're going to see it just absolutely overwhelm the feeds. But I think that when there's the particularly when there's the possible link to terrorism, particularly when the word Muslim comes into the equation, you're just going to see a different kind of focus, a different kind of intensity. Politicians, instead of hanging back, are much more likely to weigh in. They're going to inflate it to a national or a national security incident rather than something that's tragic to which they might more simply send thoughts, prayers, goodwill, and shared expressions of compassion and grief. And you see the news organizations kind of mirroring and mimicking that in some ways.
And do they have to worry about influencing the news itself, about leading other copycats to do exactly – because this is something that experts will say after a mass shooting in particular, whether it's Islamic terrorism or not, that you do run the risk of influencing others to do the same thing shortly after the attack happens if it gets so much attention.
I think that there's a lot of levels of concern about the way in which media handles things. It's not perfectly clear to me that simply covering these terrible incidents generates copycat incidents. There's been talk about that. I think the social science on that I think is kind of murky. But I think that's certainly a concern, that the glamorization, the valorization of people who are killers, mass killers. I think there's a concern that will inspire others. But I'm not sure that we've shown a link to be particularly definite. I think that the labels that we apply matter. I think that the precision that we use matters, and I think that, to be completely candid, I think that oftentimes the lack of precision that's involved matters. We often go back. The classic case is Columbine. You think of those shootings. We thought that it had to do with a bunch of kids who'd been alienated and were part of a sort of subculture at the high school there in Colorado, and that influenced by the Basketball Diaries movie, Leonardo DiCaprio, and a lot of the things that came out in the first days and weeks of that proved to be just utterly untrue upon further research. And there are incidents in this country where there have been early reports have suggested links to terrorism that turned out really not to be that way. That might have been more of a suicide by cop situation, I believe, down in Tennessee, and some others that have been contested in terms of what meaning to draw from them. So when we bandy about certain kinds of words and concepts, I think that the press needs to be at least somewhat humble about the degree to which it has authoritative knowledge of things as opposed to is exploring leads in real time, and that because of the way in which the press now operates, we kind of do in public view rather than waiting for everything to be fully baked and then presented to the public.
So you think the press is not doing that right now, as it should?
I think the classic instance is to look back at what happened in Redlands, California, just outside San Bernardino, the two killers' home, the landlord opened the door and the press flooded in, and they were essentially Kerry Sanders, MSNBC, and other journalists. There were dozens of journalists who tramped through there, each holding up different item, including pictures of a child's birthday party,
right,
not knowing whether or not they would bring any sense, context, knowledge, or understanding. It's fine to get the information. I think it's worth trying to put it together and use some editorial discretion to figure out what value we're actually providing.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.